the House Education Committee. Present are Representative Wilson, Representative Book, and Representative Edgman, and myself, Vice Chair Munoz. Representative Seaton and Representative Gardner are excused. We have two bills on the calendar today. HB 235, the Professional Student Exchange Loan Forgiveness Legislation, and HB 295, University Land Grant. Representative Wilson has an amendment to offer on HB 295 and has another commitment at 9 o'clock. So in deference to her, I'm going to hear HB 295 first. And do we have public testimony on 295? Okay. Thank you. And to present HB 295, do we have a representative from the university? Or another individual to present? No. Okay. Wendy Redman is online. Wendy, would you like to address HB 295?
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I've already testified before the committee. If you need further testimony, I can continue to talk about the bill, but I'm not sure everybody wants to hear me again.
Well, why don't you hold on for questions if we have questions from committee members, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And do committee members have questions of Ms. Redman at this time? No. We also have online Candace Spencer. Candace, do you hear me? Candace?
Yes.
Would you like to provide testimony on HB 295, the University Land Grant Bill?
No, this is Deb Spencer from Pelican, and I'm just here to answer any questions. I've testified several times.
Okay. I apologize. On the sign-up sheet, you were noted as Candace. Deb, thank you for joining us.
Okay,
are there questions of Deb Spencer? Okay. Thank you. And we do have an amendment on HB 295 offered by Representative Wilson. And I believe it is now being delivered. Yes, Representative Edgman.
Were you going to close public testimony at some point then, or what was?
Okay. I guess we don't need a motion to do that, do we?
No.
I'd like to close public testimony at this point, and we will come back to Wendy Redman, if there are questions later in the meeting. But at this point, we're going to consider the amendment offered by Representative Wilson.
And I will explain the amendment. The amendment actually takes out the parcel.
Well,
we don't have the copy, so I'm. So I guess I will. We're waiting for copies of the amendment. So while that's coming, I don't actually have the amendment in front of me to move, but I will explain what's happening. Because of the testimony that we've had in the last few times that we've heard this bill. There are two different communities that are really concerned about this, and so I've talked with the university, and I've talked with the DNR, and they are amenable to this. And so it takes out on page 8, line 16, parcel number ST.1002 Pelican. It deletes that. And then on page, you know what, that's not, I don't think that's the right one. It's parcel number P8, Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And I'll give everyone will have a copy now, and so that you can follow on. On page 9, line 7, where it talks about if there were communities that became boroughs during this time, that they would be able to pick their land before the university got theirs. And because the city and borough of Wrangell, they're now a borough now, and they have submitted their land and they haven't submitted the land, but the DNR has said how much land they are going to get, and it's way, way less than what has been the average in the past. And so they are appealing that, and because of that appeal, we need to extend that date. And so that date on page 9, line 7, we delete December 1, 2011, and insert January 1, 2013, and then we delete June 30th, 2012, and insert June 30th, 2013. So for those two, I move the amendment that we have before us now, and ask everyone to consider passing it.
Okay. The amendment has been moved, and do we have we should second?
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Okay.
Chair.
And is there testimony on the amendment or comment on the amendment, rather?
Madam Chair, this is Wendy Redmond. I have a question.
Yes.
Without it in front of me, I couldn't tell, but I think was the intent to replace this parcel in Pelican with the parcel that had been chosen originally before we changed it to this one?
Yes, and Representative Wilson can speak to that.
Wendy, everyone had said that it's just cleaner if we just drop this out rather than make it more complicated by switching a bunch of things around. So that's just dropping that parcel out.
Ms. Redmond?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Did you have comment on that point?
No, I understand the issue. It's unfortunate because I think the university could have helped out the city of Pelican, but I certainly understand the position of the representative who's making the change, and we'll certainly support the bill as it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Do committee members have comments on the amendment? Questions?
Madam Chair, I'll remove my objection.
Okay. With objection removed, is there support for the amendment? Yes. Okay. Hearing no objection to adoption of the amendment, Amendment 26-GH2829/A.2 is adopted. Okay. Are there additional amendments? Is there okay, and this is the second amendment.
Okay.
Amendment, excuse me, Representative Wilson, there were two parts to the amendment. Were they both offered as one?
Yes.
Or okay. So the second part of that amendment was the change in the dates to title. I'm sorry, page 9, line 7, deleting December 7th, 2011, inserting January 1st, 2013, and on page 9, line 9, deleting June 30th, 2012, and inserting June 30th, 2013. Dick Milius.
You know, that.
Go ahead, Representative.
That looks like it. That's the way they did it. They added the other parcel. It looks good to me. So bill drafting did change that.
Okay. Mr. Milius, you are online with DNR. Would you like to provide any insight or further testimony?
Chairman, this is Dick Milius. Sorry I wasn't on earlier, but we had teleconference problems. For the record, my name is Dick Milius. I'm the director of DNR Division of Mining, Land, and Water. I don't have any comments other than on the amendment regarding Wrangell and the change of dates, just so long as it's clear to everyone that the dates, even this allows the city more time to select those lands, but they're still constrained by the deadlines that are in Alaska Statute 2965. So as long as the city understands it, I've talked to Representative Wilson's staff, and they seem to understand that 2965 will actually control the schedule for the city.
Okay, and Representative Wilson, did you want to speak to that, please?
Yes, I've talked with the city, and they understand that, too. This is kind of reassuring them, but they do realize that. And we've had so much debate with bill drafting on this, back and forth, and it looks to me, the way the amendment is drawn up, that it does insert parcel C-18. And that is not the way that we talked about it the last time, but that's fine with me. Maybe someone from Pelican could come up and talk to that point. What it does, it deletes parcel, the Mite Cove parcel, and inserts parcel C-18.
Madam Chair, can I get some clarification as the witness is walking up to the stand? I thought we, in fact, already adopted this amendment.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
So
yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We're going back. That's true.
Retroactively,
that's right.
And discussing.
No. Yeah.
You're right.
But I just wanted to let people know that it is different than what I even thought it was. But that will not make a difference, I don't think. But yeah. I didn't want to mislead anyone because I saw that afterwards, and so.
Okay. Just Madam Chair, through the chair, just so that I understood that we were discussing this sort of.
Okay. What is the will of the group,
Madam
Representative
Chair,
Booth?
For my own clarity here, we're not really talking about two parts then. We're actually talking about three parts in this amendment. Is that correct? We're talking about a deletion and a replacement, and then we're talking about changing dates in two different places. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Madam Chair, there's a great deal of difficulty in the audio conference. I don't know if it's a problem on your end or...
Ms. Redmond, we are still discussing the amendment. It has been adopted. There are some questions about Mite Cove and the insertion of parcel C-18. Do committee members have additional questions? Hearing none, we will move on then. Are there additional amendments? No. Okay. Are we ready to move the legislation? Representative Wilson.
I move House Bill number 295 as amended with recommended and accompanying fiscal note, and
individual recommendations.
Yes, and individual recommendations. I'm just kind of still shook up about that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there objections? Hearing none, it is ordered. The bill has been moved from committee with individual recommendations and fiscal note. Okay, thank you very much. The next bill is HB 235.
Thank you. That's okay.
That's all right.
Thank you for helping straighten everything out. Sorry.
I've been up.
I was really rattled because it wasn't what we told them to do.
Okay. Are we ready? Oh, yes. We'll take a brief at ease, please. from my office is here to present the bill and the amendment, which each of you have a copy of.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I have actually three amendments. I have an amendment and an amendment two.
Right. And I apologize for all of the paper, but we are looking at R5, Amendment R5.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning, committee members. For the record, my name is Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Munoz. In front of you, you have one amendment, as Representative Munoz said, R5. These amendments take into the changes that we talked about during the last hearing. What I can do is go through each one of the lines if that works for everybody. So page 2, line 11 and line 20, what we did is here is in response to a Department of Law opinion, which you should all have in your packet there. And what it states, I can read real quick from the opinion from Mary Ellen Beardsley. The language of House Bill 235 is mandatory and does not allow ACPE to issue PSEP loans without the loan forgiveness benefit. There is a funding concern as it relates to this mandatory language, and there needs to be ability on the part of ACPE to issue PSEP loans to participants without the loan forgiveness benefit. So what we did in line 11 and line 20 is add in if money has been appropriated for this purpose. And this is able to, if the legislature does not fund the program, we can still give these loans without the loan forgiveness benefit. And following on page 2, following line 25, we're inserting, this is, if you're looking at the bill in paragraph, in section 4A, we're making A and B line up. So what we're doing is we're adding in practices in the state in a field of study described in 144425B, which lists dentistry, optometry, and pharmacy in the first part of the bill. We're just making A and B line up. And following on page 2, line 30, we are providing the definition AS4707. We're referencing that, which is the medical assistance eligibility. It gives a definition. And that's also in your packet if you're curious what AS4707 states. But it is the definition of medical assistance. And page 2, line 31, we are looking at deleting participants and added in submitted by the practice. This change was done when we had questions on whether or not larger facilities such as pharmacies and Walmart or Fred Meyer, on how we would break up the bill. And by putting it submitted by the billing submitted by the practice, we were able to have those entities participate in this program.
Excuse me, Kendra. On Amendment R5 again at the end. Mm-hmm. Where is the language submitted by the practice?
Page 2.
It's on the second. Okay, I'm missing page 2 of that amendment. You have it? There it is. Great. Thank you. Continue.
I'd be happy to take any questions. Those were all the clarification amendments that we had asked to put in during the second hearing.
And I would like to move the amendment before we begin discussion or questions on the amendment.
And I'll, for purposes of discussion, I'll object to it.
Okay. We first need to move it. The amendment hasn't been moved.
Oh, yet. I thought you just moved it.
Oh, can the chair move the amendment? I didn't think the chair could.
I'll move amendment, I guess it would be number 1, to House Bill 235.
R5.
Ending in R5.
And is there objection for
object for
purposes of discussion? Yes. Okay. Are there questions of Kendra? Kendra Kloster? No. Okay. Also in the audience is Diane Behrens with ACPE, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and Alice Rarig with the Department of Health and Social Services, available to answer questions. Are there questions of Diane, Alice, or Kendra?
Madam Chair, I would just ask if there's any objections to the amendment from Ms. Behrens or anyone who's about to testify.
Okay. Are we ready to move the bill?
I will remove my objection to the amendment.
Okay. The objection has been removed to amendment, to the amendment R5. Can I have a motion to move the bill?
Madam Chair, I would move CS for House Bill 235 as amended with individual recommendations and any accompanying fiscal notes. And I'd move the bill. In front of me here, it says 26LS0313/R.
With the attached amendment, R5?
Yes. As amended.
As amended. Okay. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes, and the bill will move from committee today. Is there further business to come before the committee before we adjourn?
We are doing such great work. That's the most we can do. No.
Okay.
A long stretch of not moving bills, and suddenly we move a couple.
It's kind of nice, isn't it? But we do have the blessing of the chair of the committee to move these two bills, so happy to do that. On Wednesday, on the agenda of the next meeting will be HB 317, which is education funding. So please bring those bills and that background to the next meeting at 8 a.m. here in the House Education Room. Thank you very much for your participation today, and we are adjourned.